Hey, this is Mike McCready, your host on episode 61 of the Hook Blast podcast, and the only guy in Manhattan who, well, in my building, who truly understands salsa. That's right. I attended a socially distanced salsa class this weekend, and everyone else was dancing. I was the only one who brought tortilla chips. You know, for the salsa. Anyway, this is the podcast where we discover a few new catchy songs. I only play the hooks, so you never have to sit through an entire song you don't love. The hook is what we call the catchy part of the song. You add the songs you do love to your own streaming playlists or follow mine at hookblast.com. You rock out all week, and the next week, we repeat. Okay, you can probably tell I'm kind of energized today. You probably read in my newsletter last month that I won a Grammy, and, well, I wrote the newsletter before the awards show, and it turns out I was a little overconfident. I didn't win, so that's embarrassing. But it turns out I wasn't even nominated again this year, apparently, which is really disheartening. It's frustrating because I was overlooked for a Golden Globe for my Flat Earth documentary. Golden Globe, Flat Earth. I think the bias is baked right in there. They probably didn't even watch it, and not just because it went straight to mail order VHS and YouTube, because I sent them two copies and I emailed them links and sent them on social media and everything, so, you know, something's up there. Anyway, let's play some hooks. Here's a song that will take you right into summertime. It's about a woman who was very hard to love. But I bet the guys still pursued her anyway. I mean, it's what we do. Always after the ones we can't have. This is Dave Scott and Roy Angel with Hard to Love.
I know that I always make promises, trying to keep you off the ground. But you know that it's hard to do what I want when you're holding me down. But I can't find a way to love you right. No, I can't find a way to love you by. You know you're hard to love. You know it's hard to care. You know it's hard to be right there when you always need me. You know you're hard to love. You know it's hard to care. When you're always bringing me down, you're always.
Behind that song is a song about someone searching for answers and not getting the answers due to those around him being more self-absorbed than a narcissistic sponge. I thought of that. More self-absorbed than a narcissistic sponge. I'm a genius. This is Kevin O'Haron with Frozen.
I've climbed up and down the ladder. I've walked both sides of the street. Being in the center strains my sanity. I bear the burden of balance as I search for what is true. I wish that you would talk to me when I talk to you. You're too preoccupied with other people's problems to even realize there's something broke inside of me. My world is falling apart, coming up at all four corners.
Now that song has kind of a dark feel to it, doesn't it? But I hate it when people call me up just to complain about what's going on in their lives. I mean, that's why I quit my job as a 911 operator. Well, actually, I got fired. It was always all about them. My hair is on fire. Someone's breaking into my house. Mike, if you don't return my car, I'm calling the police. On the heels of Frozen, we have a song by the band Believe Over Hope. A song the band leader wrote for his wife to express his desire to take her one day to Paris. I too once wrote a song for my wife about my dream of taking her out for sushi to the strip mall and pay for my half. This is Take Me to France.
How can I say there is no you? How can I dream you are not real? You're my invisible visible. You are my darkness light. How can I be without you? You. How can I be without you? You. You. How can I hide from you? You're my invisible visible. You are my darkness light. How can I say there is no you? How can I dream you are not real? You're my invisible visible. You are my darkness light.
Okay, if you like that song, you'll probably love Ed Sheeran. You know, you can navigate to episode 61 at hookblast.com and vote for the song you like most in today's episode. The song with the most votes 2 weeks ago on episode 58 was I Want Your Kisses by C.V. Jane. You know, this is the best podcast to listen to on your home speakers. You can just ask Google, Siri, or Alexa to play the Hook Blast podcast with Mike McCready.
It doesn't matter now at all.
Returning singer-songwriter Stephen Edgerton is up next with his song, There's a Darkness in Your Sunshine.
There's a darkness in your sunshine. I was happy once with you, but now you're gone with you know who. There's a darkness in your sunshine. Where did I go wrong? I don't think I'll ever know. All you had to do was to talk to me. Don't look back as you leave town and toss a match on your wedding gown. But are you happy? Do you feel free?
Stephen Edgerton says that sometimes people who appear to be all sunshine and roses are hiding a darkness that eventually comes out. Kind of like my family. Well, we appear to be full of sadness and depression, but what eventually comes out is more sorrow and despondency. Pulling up the rear on episode 61 of the Hook Blast podcast is Grits and Gravel by Michael Lusk. Michael adds the comment that he doesn't endorse eating grits and gravel together, and that he'll be following up his single shortly with his upcoming hit, Why I Can't Get Dental Insurance. Okay, I made that up. I'm on fire today.
We didn't have much, but we had enough. Mostly what we had was love, and that's what got us through another day. On grits and gravel, from mama's cooking to the roads I travel, backwoods born and bred an American child. 10 years old on a cornfield tractor, running barefoot through the creeks and pastures. Now
that's great. If you enjoy that, you'll probably also like Brad Paisley and Dierks Bentley, who, I don't have to tell you, are well, two guys. Oh, and they're also country singers. Okay, that's all the time we have for episode 61 of the Hook Blast podcast. I hope you have a great week. I don't know about you, but I've started venturing back outside a little bit. I've started going back to the park to play chess with elderly men. It's getting increasingly harder to convince exactly 32 of them to get on the board and be the pieces, but it's nice to be getting back to normal. Please share this podcast with everyone from your book club and on GitHub. Remember, all songs are used with the permission of the rights holders. I'll catch you right back here next week with a fresh batch of new hooks. Bye-bye.